وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-da'in al-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of the commander of the faithful Ali alayhi as-salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was quoted saying, "A scholar is decidedly superior to a devoted person in the same manner in which the moon is superior to the stars." The Prophet has praised wisdom and knowledge and scholars. Why is that? Why is wisdom and knowledge so important to that extent? Because we do understand through wisdom, through intellect, through knowledge, a person endeavors to find out ways and means for the welfare of people. So those who are intellectuals are the ones who are actually serving humanity, be it Newton, be it Einstein, or be it Steve Jobs, if we can say the least. And all these scientists and all those smart people, all those wise people, they're just trying to make my life and your life a lot better. So they're saving humanity. Therefore, we see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi emphasizes on the fact that knowledge is very important. One can do good to the people only by means of wisdom, by means of knowledge. The Prophet says, an hour reflection is better than years of worship or 70 years of worship. Why is that an hour of reflection? Because through that hour of reflection, you can, I don't know, an idea pops up in your head and you can save humanity. Something comes along and you say, whoa, hold on, let me do this. You can see that you make a difference. Where I could worship for 70 years and all I serve is my own benefit, my own self, where I can serve a humanity as a whole. Islam has paid at full attention to the welfare of a human society and its unity and order, as well as its means of livelihood. It has drawn the attention of the people to the bounties of the earth and blessed and the blessings of work. Allah Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Almighty God has created all the gifts of the earth for you. The earth has been created for the creatures. It is God who has subjected the earth for you. Walk in on its paths and eat the provisions He made available for you. So Allah says He's created earth for you. Me and you then need to go out of our way to explore the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to create better means to people. Create jobs for people, create food for people, do things with it since it's been given to me and you. Islam has made it obligatory for man to thank others. One can be thankful to God only when one thanks others, as the hadith says. If you thank other people for the work, then you have thanked Allah. If you don't thank them for the work, then you have not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because one who does not recognize the creatures of Allah cannot recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. Therefore, we need to help one another. Let us take a short break and we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And obviously we're looking at the Prophet because we said we have to see what the Prophet did in order to understand why Imam Ali alayhi salam did what he did. The Prophet has praised useful activities very much. He has not controlled himself with praising such activities, but has also treated worth, worth kissing those hands which are swollen due to excessive work. Now you've heard the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was sitting on his pulpit. A farmer came and his hand was rigid and his hand was swollen from work, and the Prophet got up and came and he kissed his hand, and the Prophet said, "This is the hand which is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger." Which is an indication to us that Allah loves working men. He doesn't like men who are lazy, men who are unemployed, men who are just looking for a quick way out, for a quick enterprise and what have you. And they just want to make a quick buck, as we say, and move on. No, sometimes we need to go through the hard work. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to do. So we need to work and help ourselves, our families, and other people. This narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to show how great the Prophet considered the useful tasks and the measures of public welfare. Because a farmer not only is working for himself, but at the same time, he's trying to give back to society. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a well-built man and wished that he might have spent his strength by way of jihad in the path of Allah. Obviously, that was their first initial response. Then the Prophet, when he heard them say that, he said, "If this person has come out to serve his weak and aged parents, it is a task in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he has come out to earn for his children, this is also a task in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he has come out to earn for his wife so as to protect her from illegal things, this too is a task in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he has come out to earn something for himself so that he may not have to beg, is also a task in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is saying that the strength of this man, you just want to put it to war, to fight. But in fact, it could be used in all sorts of way and still be considered for the sake of Allah. Be it serving his parents, serving his kids, serving his wife, serving himself so he doesn't have to beg. All of these are the exact same thing as jihad. It's the exact same thing as a work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The books of hadith contain many traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, which shows that he appreciated work very much and had great regards to those who work hard. He even was quoted saying, "God likes a believer who works and earns. No food is better than that earned with one's own effort. The best food you can earn is the one that you make yourself." Hence, when work is such a valuable thing and is even considered to be holy, then it is necessary for us to work with our perseverance. When a person works, he will benefit himself as well as others. His presence in society will be considered to be as a spacious, and God will also like such a person for doing so. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله